Okay, so we come to today. Now, she sent me an email. Of course, yesterday I was at somebody's house and they were teaching me how to make a turkey. And we were having a great time, Jeremy and I. We unfortunately couldn't get a ride home until almost 8 o'clock at night. By the time we got home, you know, Monday I had a doctor's appointment. Tuesday I was at this lady's house who has this mental illness, and I'm there usually for 3 or 4 hours. And yesterday we were, like I said, making the turkey. And of course I get the email about how ashamed she is and hurt if she's the president. So I ignore that email because I'm having a good time. This morning, I'm doing my audition for Mint FM because I'm going to be broadcasting with them. During the audition, while I'm on air, she calls me twice on the house phone, twice on the cell. And just a day and a half ago, she told me what a good friend I was compared to Linda. And I didn't answer her calls, obviously, because I was doing a test. I'm not going to answer. And of course, Jeremy reads her number on the talking caller ID. He's like, I'm not even going to answer her either. He just can't deal with her. And so nobody answers. And so after the audition, I barely have enough time to get lunch ready for Jeremy and I, hop in the shower, go to another friend of ours, Debbie, and start training her. And Debbie's the one that's been using Guide on the computer, and she's a much more delightful person to be with. And her parents are just the sweetest people, and the very loving, very positive. It was actually an entertaining time. I taught her how to find internet radio stations with Guide. Guide has a built-in little tiny database with some genres that she can listen to. So I come back home, and of course Jeremy tells me about the computer, and then he goes, oh, and by the way, there's a message for you on the answering machine to hear. And I'm going, oh my God, what's going on now? Well, I get this answering machine message, and she had said she wanted to pay me back for lunch. She goes, well, I guess you don't want to go out for your birthday because you're ignoring me. So I have your address here. I'm just going to send you the $20 by mail, whether in a money order or whatever. I'm just going to send you the money by mail. And I think I may just have to lay low for a while, because if you're going to choose to ignore me, then that's your prerogative. Frankly, I could care less. The point is I don't care whether she ignores me or not. Unfortunately, she has my number, and she's going to continue to harass me until I answer her calls. And so I was like, well, what's that all about? You know, I didn't even do anything to get her to get that way. It's not like I went for 6 months without calling her. So I emailed her a very nice email back. And I said, first of all, I didn't appreciate that rude message. And second of all, just because I didn't get back to you promptly had nothing to do with you personally. Like I have stated in the past, when you act like people have abandoned you or rejected you, I know that's part of your illness, but you end up pushing people away. I know mental illness isn't magically cured, and I wish the best for you and good luck. Whatever you want to do, I support your decision, even if you're upset with me. You know, whatever you want to do, that's fine. And so I just left it at that, and I just said, take care and God bless. You know, because this woman claims to be a Christian, and so I tried to end it as nicely as possible. But I did tell her how upset I was. And that was a very rude message. I do this stuff out of the kindness of my heart for people. I will not be walked on, trampled on. And if that's the way that she's going to continue to act,
0-18.
Then there's no need for her to be in my life. So one final boo after this, and I swear I will be done because I'm getting tired.